Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We're taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. A lot of discussion today and all week long about the Rafael Devers trade. People scratching their heads about it, to be sure. We'll get to more on this with Rob Bradford. He joins us every Thursday here on Jones and Keith. He's brought to you by McFarlane Energy. Bradfo, how are we doing this week from the West Coast?
Anything happen?
It's been really busy. Yes. It's been a busy time out there. There's no doubt about that.
It's not boring. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? I mean, the minute that Father's Day thing happened, it's been chaotic for the last whatever amount of days. And that includes a cross-country flight. That includes being around the team for the last couple of days to get that vibe, which is something that I ought to be perfectly honest with you, did not expect. There's a lot to pick through, so let's pick through it. Let's go.
Okay, well, let's pick away. And again, Rob Bradford brought to you by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlaneEnergy.com. All right, you talked to Breslow yesterday. Let's start with that and work our way back. Well, you talked to Breslow yesterday defending the interview tactics, the interview practices of the Red Sox, your two-minute grill. What'd you learn from talking to Craig Breslow about how the Red Sox interview some of these candidates very interpersonally?
I didn't need to talk to Breslow to realize that was one of the stupidest part of this whole deal, honestly. Like, this is where we landed when we're picking through what that was, and Breslow sort of pointed that out. And to, you know, let's start this off. It's like both sides are to blame. There's a lot to pick through. The Red Sox are to blame. We'll begin to Devers about, you know, his shock and awe the last couple of days. But the whole AI interview was the dumbest thing because I think people were so desperate to find the avenue to pin this on the Red Sox for being so impersonal and everything. What this is, and I knew it exactly when it happened even before Breslow talked. When you're interviewing people, when you're interviewing these lowest level people or whatever it is, not the assistant GMs, not the meat and potatoes, the front office or the baseball operations, you're going to do this. This happens. Absolutely. So what frustrated me about it is that this is where we landed with this conversation. We're picking apart how the Red Sox use Zoom calls to interview low-level people, which it is. I mean, this is, I asked around. I said, hey, assistant GM, or hey, baseball operations person who was hired, did you go through this? Like, no. So this is what we're doing. We're picking this apart to advance the Rafael Devers conversation. So if you're going to ask me whether Breslow just backed it up, but like I knew it before that. That was the dumbest part of this, and it had got to the point where, again, this is such a complicated trade with so many different pieces of it. That was a dumb piece.
All right, so one of the other big pieces of it was whether or not the Red Sox or the team taking Devers needed to take his entire contract. And speaking of Zooms, when there was the Zoom between Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow, they kept saying that it wasn't a mandate, even though the Giants were saying, yeah, they needed to take the whole salary.
The Giants owner.
The Giants owner said they needed to take on the whole salary. So how do you make heads or tails of that one?
Yeah, I think that what the Red Sox did is, and you know, look, I'm leaving Seattle right now. Seattle, Seattle Mariners, everyone here would be like, hey, yeah, that was a perfect fit. Why didn't we get Rafael Devers? I think that it was why it wasn't a mandate. It was probably a priority to find the team, to identify the team, the ownership group that was going to take on that amount of money and then take on that amount of money and then pick through what you can get in return. I mean, sometimes you take that amount of money and you get, you know, scraps in return. Remember, I mean, go back to when the Red Sox could have traded Chris Sale, who was on the IL a couple of years ago. You know, the Texas Rangers were ready to take on the whole amount of money, but give basically nothing in return, hardly anything, and the Red Sox wanted more, and they didn't get the deal done. So I think the Red Sox just sort of hit the sweet spot in their eyes when it came to the Giants. But to answer your question, yeah, it might not have been a mandate, but I think it was probably a priority.
So you, I'm listening to you now. You like the return? I've been the highest person that I've heard.
No. I'm not saying, listen, I mean, this guy gets this twisted, is that, as I wrote immediately after, everybody should be mad about this. Fans should be mad about fans should be mad at the Red Sox for letting it get to this point.
But if they're hitting the sweet spot on getting rid of the whole salary and what they're getting back, that would imply
in their eyes they were hitting the sweet spot. In their eyes they were hitting the sweet. In their eyes they were saying, we're getting a team to pay down on the entire contract, and we're getting back these players who we think, who we like, who we think can contribute, and we can. I'm not saying that. Hey, listen, you trade Rafael Devers, I think you're going to get more than Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, and a couple of minor leaguers. Like, that's just how I feel. But in their eyes, they said, if we can get a team to pay down the whole contract and get back pieces that we like, then you asked me, like, what was their priority? Their priority was probably to find the team that was going to pay the most money and give them the most, the best players in their eyes, why paying that most money. So I don't know, you know, that's, it's not me. So it's how they view it.
But, like, could they have gotten more either from the Giants or from somebody else? It seems like the timing of this, the trade deadline's not for another month and a half. There couldn't have been another team out there that would have been willing to give you more in return than what they got?
So that comes back to when, you know, was this a mandate to pay down on the whole contract? No. But was it a priority? Yeah. So if they're making that a priority with the money, then they say, well, what's the best deal we can get? In their eyes, that was the best deal they could get. Now, it's a good question about the timing of it, because I've heard a lot of people say that. Why don't you wait to the trade deadline? Why don't you wait to the trade deadline? I will say this, guys. Being around the team, being dropped into that clubhouse the day after, one element of this, and somebody said to me, I said, this is a complex trade. There are so many things. There are so many aspects of it. And they said, really? Is it that complex? You had a guy who was impacting the culture of a team who was – basically who's trying to win games. And like, and that's my takeaway from being around the team the last couple of days. You heard it after. Like, I think Rafael Devers is a good guy. I think Rafael Devers is a really good player and has been a good teammate up until this year. But the reaction from the players, from the team, and then you double down on it with basically you're in the wheelchair and then all of a sudden you get to San Francisco and you spring out of the wheelchair and start doing a 4-4-40. I mean, like, but that was sort of the mic. That was the example of what we're talking about. So you asked about timing, right or wrong. I think that the impetus for this trade was because of that, because they said it just had gotten to the point where we think in order to move forward, to be a better team, having this cloud over our head is not worth it.
So is Rafael Devers, basically what's owed to him now is essentially what, 9.5 years?
Yeah, close 230, to two, I think 230, yeah.
230. Is that looked at as a really bad contract? Because if nobody would eat that contract, and it's looked like that's a negative, like, oh, get him to pay the contract. So, like, if he was a free agent, what kind of deal would he have gotten? Because you also hear from so many people about what a generational bat he is and how great of a player right. He is, but it's also he has a bad contract where he's making actually less than $30 million a year?
I mean, I would say this, is that, I don't, you know, the Red Sox might not necessarily view it as a bad contract. They viewed it as a bad player who was fitting into the team and under that contract. The Giants clearly viewed it as a good contract. If I was another team, like I said, like Seattle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For someone else, I would view it as a good contract. It's fine. I mean, it's like you said.
No, but my point would be, Rob, my point would be, if it's a good contract, then, like, you get more than Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks for it. I'm with you. I get why the Red Sox traded him. Me and Jones are actually two of the few that are like, see you later, Devers. No, don't let the door hit you.
Yeah, Rob, I think we actually agree with what
We're
you just said.
We're good with Devers being
which
gone.
Is Devers was the main priority even ahead of the
but
salary.
But it seems like if it was such a sticking right. point around the league, you're like, so you wouldn't pay $28.5 million a year for a guy that hits 30 bombs?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I can't speak to the other teams. Okay. If I was another team, I would do it. Like, I would do that. I mean, I've been on San Francisco radio and stuff, and I've said, listen, you guys – can you imagine getting this guy at the trade deadline? Never mind getting this guy in the middle of June. And by the way, he did spring out of the wheelchair, and he is working out at first base, and he is, you know, the best case scenario of Rafael Devers, which is everybody was waiting for. So I think it's just yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I come back to the Red Sox impetus for this, and I'll say it again, like they are absolutely to blame, and we've litigated that up and down about the communication and how they got to this point and how what a travesty both sides let it get to this point, because you do have another player in his prime who's going to probably be in the Hall of Fame. That's the frustrating part of it.
No way. He's not a Hall of Fame. What Hall of Fame? No way in
you
hell.
Don't think so?
Giants
no
Hall of Fame?
Way.
Not my Hall. We're small
yeah,
Hall guys.
You got to get a top right, 10
well,
MVP season
we'll,
in your
we'll
first.
Talk, we'll,
maybe
we'll talk,
maybe
we'll
on
talk
your ballot.
Years. I don't know.
No
I
chance.
Know. Who knows?
No chance. I think he's getting better.
I'm curious, Brad Faux, about, and you said the AI story is overblown and it's nonsense. It's all coming from somewhere. Like all of a sudden, like this full court press is coming from somewhere. Not that I'm asking you where it's coming from, but what does it say that all this stuff is boiling over right after this trade? The view of Craig Breslow. What are all these various leaks?
Are you talking about? I mean, let's be honest. Are we talking about the June Lee story?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, you take the
well,
June Lee
well,
story.
Hang on,
I don't know
but,
what.
Well, Buster only had yeah. some of the same stuff. Buster only had a lot of the same stuff.
The narrative, so when we were – I'll go to the Buster thing first. And, you know, Buster is obviously tuned in. I actually talked to Buster a lot. And you know, I sort of know where he's coming from and a lot of what he's hearing. And when the Dever stuff is going on, everybody is like, what is happening in Boston? Like, what is going on? And that's the thing, like, I think that Buster was confused about, and that's what he wrote about. And a lot of this stuff, you know, where people point out where it comes to the front office and how they do things and the uncomfortable way of how things are when it comes to communications, which is a big part of this, like, that was all part of the story leading up to the Rafael Devers trade. There is no question about it. I mean, that was murmuring throughout baseball. I mean, this is – they had turned it over. They had vetted the organization and all of this stuff. That was part of it. And when then you pile on what is happening with Rafael Devers, because no one could figure it out all the way up until he was traded, then, yeah, of course it's going to be the part of the conversation. But, you know, again, to go back to the AI interview thing, or it's like, okay, I get we can have this conversation about how they're doing things and how different it is, but when we're using examples like that, to me that's just dumb. Like, that's just like, that's like saying, like, somebody, the lowest level people who, you know, they get 500,000 applicants for and they're vetting through a couple Zoom calls. Like, okay, if people want to jump on that, that's fine, because that's what everybody's doing. But I think the more important thing here is to look at the organization, where they screwed up when it comes to the communication. That was the biggest thing. And I'll say this too. In the last couple of days, what nobody really has talked about, which I pointed out, which is, you know, Craig Breslow, I think, is learning a lot from this too, because the fact is that he went to each of these players instead of just doing this broad, hey, everybody, let's get our act together. I thought it was smart by him to go to each player. Hey, you got any questions? And I saw him do it. I saw him pull players aside. You got any questions? Because if you have any questions, just you and me, let's talk about it. Then he should get credit for that. But what the organization shouldn't get credit for is the lack of communication before.
How bad of a look is this for Alex Cora, who is known as a player's manager, but ultimately they have to trade their best hitter because he couldn't figure out how to get him happy?
Yeah, well, I don't think, you know, I think that the mistake they made was the whole play and tried to play both sides of the fence thing. And, you know, the reports coming out about how that Alex Cora, you know, they use Alex Cora as the guy to talk the Rafi whisper why, you know, Breslow was going to be the bad cop and everything else. But I think for Alex Cora, you know, I think he is a good communicator with the players. But the problem is, I mean, he hit a wall with this guy. I mean, this is Let's go back to gassing up the plane with John Henry. You know, they can say that was productive, but nothing came of it. Nothing. And then it just kept going and going and going. And I think even from Alex Cora's point of view, like, it was, all right, you know, there's nothing else he could do. There's nothing else he's going to do. And, you know, I look at it this way. Remember back when Manny was traded, Alex Cora was part of that team. When Manny was traded for Jason Bay in that three-way deal, Terry Francona was like a different person, the day after. And I think that Alex Cora, there's going to be an element of that. Like, yeah, I mean, everybody, there's the blame to go around all over the place, especially when it comes to the Red Sox and communication. But I do think that the vibe about the communication going forward might be a little bit different going forward.
How would you describe the Red Sox current players' reaction to the Devers trade?
Before I answer, were you guys surprised by it?
Surprised by the trade?
I was surprised by the timing.
No.
Surprised at their reaction.
You know, we run around, we get the reaction on Monday.
I kind of thought that's what it would be.
Yeah, it was. I can tell you this. There was. You couldn't tell a difference. You could not tell a difference. And I know that, you know, then Duran had the sort of 1 of 26, and it's a little thing, but you couldn't tell a difference. And you know, then you hear the comments after that game, after that first game, after they win. Oh, there was great energy in here. There was everything else. I don't think it was to this extreme, and this isn't apples to apples. But I do remember when AJ Pierzynski was let go in early July 2014, and like, okay, everyone's like, oh yeah, they blew somebody out and everyone's feeling great. That's all well and good. But to answer your question, they're gonna like hug Rafi Devers in San Francisco. Everything will be fine. But guys, like, the fact of the matter is, even that Monday, after that Monday, when Rafael Devers has his press conference and the ghost takes out grounders at first base. That is, if you are a player on that team and you don't take offense to that, then I don't know what you're thinking. Because basically, he just pushed it back in your face of this thing that he refused to do to help the team. Oh, I'm on this team now. Now I'm going to help them. Like, if you're a player in the Red Sox, I already think that on Monday that showed the sort of like whatever attitude. But to me, it has gone to the next level of that. Because Rafael Devers has agreed to do for his new team.
Okay. Brad Fogue, great stuff as always. He joins us every Thursday here on Jones and Keefe. You can check him out all over WEEI and, of course, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast on the Odyssey app as well. Brad Fogue, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Excellent job. I'll talk to you later. See you.
All right. Thank you.
Bradford joining us here. Jones and Keefe, we're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I want to react to some of that on the other side from Brad Fogue. First of all, it doesn't sound like he and June Lee are going to be swapping Christmas cards anytime soon. Second of all, Alex Cora and the entire team, not just the players, Alex Cora and the team sound pretty happy that Rafael Devers is gone. We can react to that with all your phone calls coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.